Good day. It's the best day of the week. Great day to be alive. Great day to get better. I'm K.L. Frierson, and welcome to another episode of We Are More Than the Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing? Well, I'm doing well. Can't complain. I can, but no one's listening. So, I take that back. You all are listening. Bruh. And what I can say about you all listening is that you all listening, you give very, very great feedback, very excellent advice. Man, y'all don't understand how excited I am to have you all as listeners, and how you all have helped me grow tremendously. I'm not here for long tonight, or this episode, I should say. But I do have just a few things to talk about, other than those common things that I do talk about, which is just thanking you all. Y'all have ever been on an audition? And when I say audition, I mean a first date, a job interview, an actual audition, showing your resume, your profile to your dating app or Facebook or Snapchat or Instagram or what have you. I consider all of those things auditions. And I'm currently on several auditions right now. Let me explain. So, shout out to promotions. Some companies or some places, even relationships, make you feel like promotion is impossible. My boss just got an opportunity to be project manager over the largest group that we have in the company, which, you know, shout out to him, proud of him. We had a conversation when he was getting ready to interview for the job, and the first thing I asked him was, well, do you want it? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, if you want it, then don't talk to me like you're, you know, making the decision to go against the team. I said, let's pray about this thing. And if this is something that you really want, then, you know, I hope God gives you the desires of your heart. And he ended up getting the position. So in getting the position, he's getting ready to start anytime now, just kind of continuing to finish rolling out. So there's a void in my department now. And I walked over to the big boss and I said, hey, man, you know, I know you all are looking for someone a little more experienced in the manager role as it pertains to this industry. But let's try this. Just put me in the seat.
What?
And I have to do what it is that you tell me to do anyway. So I can just kind of mimic what you're showing me. And maybe if it works out, you know, if I'm intuitive enough or, you know, the ideals are sticking, then you just roll me into the seat. He laughed it off. He walked away and then turned around and said, hey, you know what? Maybe we might try that, because it took a long time to fill the position adjacent to yours or adjacent to your old boss's position. So, you know, I said it jokingly, but I also said it because I wanted to drop that bug in his ear just to see if upward movement this fast was possible. So lo and behold, my emails start blowing up with requests that are outside of my scope of work. So I said, hey, the audition starts now. So I'm auditioning. That's the way I feel about it. Just based off of what it is that I'm going to learn, the experience that I'll take with me, whether this position opens up where I can take it or not. I'm just learning. I'm learning and I'm fielding the experience so I can start applying that when other things do open up or when that time does come for me to step into another role, just to add those tools to my tool belt. So why are you talking about auditioning? Believe it or not, we're always, always auditioning. Even right now, I'm auditioning. Where if there's someone from any radio station, 98.1, 106, whatever, any radio station, they're hearing and they're like, hey, you know, he has a good radio voice. You know, we like his interviewing style or just the fact that he can carry on a conversation, blah, 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 whatever. Well, this is an audition, whether I want it to be or not. Being able to use my voice, shout out to the big homie, Chris Jackson. I will now be the voice of J.O. Man Softball, which is really, really freaking cool. Because that's something that I've always wanted to do, just kind of the announcements, the walkouts and those kind of things. But even in doing this, what I'm doing now, that was an audition. You know, can you show excitement in your voice? Do you have a good speaking voice? I'm again auditioning for the job, you know, and an instance that almost backfired on me, if you will, which is when I learned that I'm always auditioning. Had an opportunity, I want to say it was 2009, to sing at one of my pro fights' wedding. And I don't know if I told you all this story before, and if I have, forgive me, just, you know, rock with me. The event owner, which I didn't know she was the event hall owner at that time, walked up to me and she said, oh, so I heard that you were the wedding singer. And I said, yes, ma'am. So we're talking, I'm helping them, you know, put chairs out, put tables up, put tablecloths on, you know, all of these different things. And she goes, oh, well, sing me a song. And I kind of looked at her sideways like, you just want me to sing on command? And I said, okay, a song.
Damn.
And she said, that's how you doing me? I said, yeah, you know, just kind of chuckled it off and said, you know, I'm trying to save my voice for, you know, tomorrow, what have you. And she goes, oh, but I thought you were a singer.
She got
under my skin. She got my pride to show up. And she said, well, I'll circle back to you. So we're talking. Now, at this point, I'm putting chairs up, tables up, tablecloths on, runners on, you know, all the wedding stuff. And I'm humming to myself. I'm practicing the song in my head. It was the Dream. When Jamie Foxx sung it in Dreamgirls. When I first saw you. That part. So I'm just humming it in my head. And then there's the song by Dave Hollister. I'm humming that in my head too, because I had just gotten that song like a week before. So I'm practicing and I'm humming. And she comes back around and she says, sing me a song. So I go to my go-to, Casey and JoJo. I stole it from Jamie Foxx, the way he did it on the show. I'm the man of many wishes. I hope my premonition misses what it really is. My eyes won't let me hide. And like the whole thing, right? And she goes, wow, you have a nice voice. And I'm like, you know, thank you. I wasn't singing. I was just kind of going through the motions. And then she said, well, how would you like to come up here, I don't know, weekends or every other weekend and open for some artists that I know in the area? And I said, oh, really? She was like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, you know, I don't know who she is. It's Atlanta. Maybe she connected. Maybe she's not. You know, maybe this is just conversation. And I'm walking around with her and she shows me on the door her name. That was her event. The artist performs at her event hall and other places that she owns in the area. And I'm like, wow, I didn't realize that I was auditioning then to do something that I took advantage of that summer. And if I was a continued to be a butthole about it, or if I didn't get that opportunity again, then I could have missed out on an experience. Now, did it turn into anything? No, I made some money over that summer, which was huge for me because I was still broke. Aww. So it gave me something to do. It gave me an opportunity to hone in on my craft of singing, but it also just gave me an opportunity to embrace auditioning. So one of the things that I thought of today, because, you know, I do my snap, and when I do my snap, I add a quote. A lot of people don't see the quote, which is funny. Or they later go back and they were like, oh man, I didn't realize that you put quotes on here too. Some of these quotes are original. Some of these quotes I do take from other folks, but I was just sitting down thinking as I was talking about auditioning. I said, I've always approached things with hunger, confidence, and just enough fear to outwork my talent.
Message.
So I say that because talent has gotten me a lot of places. Having the gift of gab, being gregarious, knowing a lot of things. My homeboys, they call me Wikipedia. But a lot of those things that I know that have nothing to do with anything. Like my ag teacher told me, you know a lot of shit that don't pay the bills. And I'm like, yeah. So knowing those things actually opened up conversations for me with people that I would have never spoken to otherwise. And because of that, those things are talents. Those things that are things that I'm naturally gifted at. But because I'm gifted in those areas, I can't let my talent just continue to take me without the work. There's a quote that says, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard.
Message.
And I've fallen prisoner to that on a few occasions in life where I'm like, okay, I'm talented enough to get these things done, but I lose to someone who was working harder than I am. And those lessons hit me hard because, one, yes, of course, it attacks your pride. You start saying things like, I know that I'm better than this person because of this, or I know that they chose the wrong person because of this. And those things attack you, but you guys know, I reflect. That is the one thing that I am proud that I'm so good at, is the reflection part. So I immediately say, hey, what is it that you did that blew this opportunity for you? And my dad, my dad's the reason why I'm so good at that. Whenever I got in trouble, he would just say, hey, you know, tell the truth. Let's go ahead and deal with this. Let's move forward. If I was having relationship issues or whatever the case may be, before I started talking about what happened in a relationship, he'll stop me and say, hey, what was your hand in this whole thing? Let's address that issue first. And once we've addressed that issue, now let's move forward. A lot of times, if it was me, and we all knew it was me, once I addressed that issue, it wasn't anything else for us to talk about. It's just, let's move forward how you don't repeat these steps again. So, anywho, where was I?
Hold up.
The being talented, checking myself, and in checking myself, understanding where I fell. So I started telling myself, hey, outwork your talent. Outwork your talent. Your talent will get you here, cool. But I need you to be willing to work hard enough to outwork what got you here based on just your talent. And that was it is at sometimes a hard thing to overcome, mainly because when you're talented, you just feel like there are things that you can do without thinking, that there are just things that you'll naturally wake up and get accomplished. But, and I know Jackson will love me for this, OJ will love me for the next example that I'll use, but y'all know I like sports. Kobe Bean Bryant.
Kobe!
One of the greatest basketball players to ever play the game. Talented at the game of basketball. Can roll out of bed, give you 20. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Michael Jordan, the same way. Can roll out of bed, give you 30, 35, not even thinking about it. LeBron James, which I know OJ or Chris won't like that one, can step out of bed and do those exact same things. However, what makes them great, not just talented, but great, is the fact that they're continuously working on their craft. They're continuously trying to figure out, you know, how can I get my footwork better? They're continuously trying to figure out, you know, how can I make sure that my body is at tip-top shape so I can last through the season? Or, you know, I got beat up last year. Let me lift weights and put on the weights in order to get these things done. They decided to outwork their talents. So there's example on example on example that I can give, even though I like sports examples. I can give examples all day as far as outworking your talent. And that's one of the reasons why I put that message there today. And that's the other reason why I'm talking about auditioning. So being able to crunch numbers, or being able to talk to people, relay a message, have a nice singing voice, speaking voice, rap, act, all of these things that we consider talents, but, you know, being able to serve, or being able to just naturally do things that you're good at. Well, how do you make that good your better, and your better your best? Which, shout out to Coach Banks. Coach Banks is the reason why I say good day, best day of the week, great day to be alive, great day to get better. But he's also the reason why I continuously remind myself, because he would say it in football all the time. Good, better, best. Never let it rest until your good is your better and your better is your best. Y'all, I hated hearing those things. One, because I knew that we were getting ready to practice and it could be very long. But two, because it was just the same thing over and over and over again. But when you left his presence, all you would hear is good, better, best. Never let it rest until your good is your better and your better is your best. Continue to always outwork your talent. Your talent can make you good, sure. Working hard on your talent can make you better, sure. But outworking your talent will make you the best. I'm almost certain of it. Well, that has been another installment of We Are More Than the Podcast. Y'all, I really, really, really appreciate you all rocking with me. I hope this does something for you. If not, I hope you pass it on to someone that it does something for. That'll be awesome, because let's continue to grow the platform. There's no me without you all, and I greatly appreciate you. Again, it's been another episode of We Are More Than the Podcast. I'm out.
I bet you, you don't want none. You know you're messing with the wrong ones. Now watch out.